Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Take Two Radio. This is Pam, your host, and with me is my guest co-host, who I love and adore, Mike Lipkin. Hi,
hey.
Mike. How are you?
Hey, Pam. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Weather's beautiful. We have a guest today. You're with me. What more can I ask for?
Exactly. Now, that's one change we had since last week. Last week,
right?
I had the beautiful weather, and you had, like, winter, so something changed for Chicago.
Yeah, it finally decided that it was going to bring on the spring. So here
Yay.
We are.
Yay. All righty then.
Well, today we welcome a musician who has been in many well-known bands such as Spirit and Blowin' Smoke and who has recently started a new band called Sky King. So today we welcome bassist, vocalist, and band leader Larry Fuzzy Knight. Welcome, Larry.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good, and we're happy to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
You're welcome. So how's your weather?
It is unbelievably beautiful. The weather is warm. The skies are blue and cloudy, and it's the reason why I live in Southern California.
Yeah. I can't
sure.
say I blame you there. You and
Remember,
Mike got it
I'm
made.
From St. Louis, so I you know what the winters are like.
Yes.
And you know what the humidity is like in the summer. And you know what the mosquitoes are like. So, yeah, I fled to California, you know, and I really do. I really am addicted to SoCal weather. It's wonderful.
I remember one time traveling across country, my first real experience with the Midwest, and some friends and myself went to the St. Louis Zoo in July, and I, for some reason, wore blue jeans, and you don't do that. It's 100 degrees and humid. You don't do that in St. Louis.
Right. Yeah, your pants will stick to your body for the next 2 years.
Yes.
Well, you guys were the smart ones running and not looking back, and I
yeah,
hope
you
someday
you
someday
believe
do
it.
That.
I think they were still getting snow in St. Louis up to a couple weeks ago.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We had flurries last week.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
mean, nothing stuck, but at least, you know, oh, my gosh. I just wanted it over with already.
Yeah, well, I think you're well on your way. You're getting closer, at least, to something that resembles spring.
Right?
Yep.
All right.
If not, I'm coming knocking on one of your guys' doors. That's all.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, Larry, as I said, you've been in, you know, a few bands and very well known. You're very accomplished, and you've done so much in your life musically. Before we get into that, can you tell us about your new venture with Sky King?
Yes. Sky King started about almost 2.5-3 years ago. And it sort of happened by accident because I was rehearsing with a different group in a rehearsal studio. And I met a couple musicians that were in the room next door. And they were at that particular time looking for a bass player, so they approached me and asked me if I would have any interest. And I said, well, I'd like to listen to your material. I'd like to listen to your songs. And at the rehearsal studio, they were playing their music, but it was loud and distorted, and the acoustics weren't very good. And so I asked the lead guitarist, whose name is Walter Morosco, I asked him, why don't you come out to my house and bring your friend Garth Farkas, who these two guys went to grade school together and have been friends together all their lives, and both of them are from Youngstown, Ohio, so they're good Midwestern boys.
Yeah.
They came out to my place and sat down, and I really had an opportunity to listen to the lyric, understand what all the lyrics were to every song, and the vibe of the song, the melody, and so on and so forth. And I thought, well, you know, you've got something very very, very identifiable with people in your music. And we actually spent the last, from that point on, we spent close to a year and a half rewriting the music to all the songs. There's 13 original tracks. And when we were all done doing that, and I am the producer of the album and the music arranger of the album, we went in the studio. We laid down 13 basic tracks. We had it rehearsed so well that we did all 13 tracks in a day and a half.
Wow.
And that's a lot of recording, you know. But
yeah.
we knew every note backwards and forwards by then, so we were extremely pre-produced, you know, for those sessions. And it went really well. And the songs, the title of the CD is called Morose Tales from the Left Coast. And we came up with that title after listening and understanding the sequence of the songs that we put on the CD. It's a story, basically. It's almost a concept album of the quest to come to the West Coast, or the Left Coast, as we call it.
Yep.
You know, searching for success in music. And the majority of people that come out here, you know, really never make it. And the very small percentage that do, they usually don't wind up staying out here anyway. They move somewhere else. But there's a sort of a fantasy to coming out to the West Coast, you know, Hollywood and all that. And I think people are extremely disillusioned after a few years of struggling out here.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories of that survival and what you go through, a lot of that is in the music of the Sky King Band. And it's the experiences of Walter Marasco, basically living in North Hollywood and you know, struggling over the years to become known for his music. And it's not easy when you've got thousands of bands out here willing to play anywhere for free.
Right.
So just getting in and trying to make a living at what you're doing is not easy. That's one illusion, that you're going to come out here and make a great living, you know, playing in nightclubs. You don't make a great living playing in nightclubs in Southern California, and probably anywhere else in the country right now, for that matter. But you know, and then there's just the imagery, what you think Hollywood is, and what you think Los Angeles is all about. And that's what the song is. That's what the CD is all about. It's about the struggle, and it's about winning and losing, and having these very strange experiences out here on the West Coast. So that's Morose Tales from the Left Coast. That's what the album's all about.
Wow, it sounds like it's something that any budding musician or actor or any kind of artist that's thinking that they're going to make it in Hollywood, they ought to just go ahead and give a listen to this first and just kind of be forewarned before they come out.
Well, you never know, you know. Now, there's a song on there called Oxnard Cahuenga, and that happens to be two streets that intersect with each other in an area called North Hollywood, and that's where the guitarist lives. The song is basically, strangely enough, it's about a real occurrence that used to happen all the time with the gangs, drive-by shootings.
Mm.
And it's about this little girl that was standing in the doorway. This is a true story. And she was hit by a stray bullet, and she was killed.
Oh.
And, you know, when you come out to L.A. from Youngstown, Ohio, when you get out here and you're living in your neighborhood, I think the last thing you're thinking about is somebody driving by and, you know, accidentally killing a little, you know, 2 or 3 year old child. But these are some of the daily experiences that can happen to you living here on the left coast. So you never know. You never know.
Oh, and I know exactly what you're talking about, too. I grew up right next to North Hollywood in Van Nuys, and that was definitely a place that had some tough moments. And it was so interesting growing up there because people say, it's Hollywood, it's glamour. I always thought, no, you should come out and see it. It's not quite what you think it is.
No. You know, I remember, listen, when I drove across country in 1969, and that's when I arrived out here in Los Angeles, and I saw Hollywood Boulevard for the very first time after 10 p.m. at night.
Mm.
It was the scariest place in the
yeah.
world. I mean, there are the crazies, the hookers, the druggies, you know, the you name it, and it's all weird, and it's all down there, you know, after 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I got, well, wait a second, where's the stars? Where's all the glitter? Where's all the beauty, you know, and you know, it's just the way it is, you know, it's smoke and mirrors a lot of times.
That was, of course, the illusion was more back in the 1930s and 40s, the glamour era, that's for sure. From what I understand, though, they're making strides at making Hollywood and North Hollywood a little bit better. I think North Hollywood
they're
is a bit more artsy.
They're working their tails up, yes. NoHo, as it's called now, North Hollywood, is becoming a more of a club area and restaurant area. Yeah, they are. They're working very, very hard to clean up these places and turn them into, you know, more of a place for entertainment and more of a place for people to go out and even tourists to go and, you know, check things out and in a nicer environment, so to speak.
Wow. Well, that's good. So that way when the newbies walk in there, they're not going to be frightened right off the bat. So
hopefully not. You know, hopefully not. You know, that's the deal. But
yeah.
But it's a great, you know, my reason was not just to come out for the entertainment and for the record industry and all that, but, you know, I really did want to get away from the harsh winters and the humid summers. And, you know, I came to Southern California because I really do appreciate this weather out here. It's like you have no idea during the winter when you're sitting here watching the weather reports around the country, and you keep saying to yourself every day, gosh, how lucky we are to live here in Southern California.
Yes, and you know, especially especially New Year's Day when they show the Tournament of Roses parade and the Rose Bowl game, and everybody across the country is seeing blue skies and a sunny day. Now, it may pour rain on January 2nd, but it's always
right.
perfect on New Year's Day.
Yes, T-shirts and shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Down
yeah.
there in Pasadena, you know, it's just a great, it's really great. That's one of my waving the flags for SoCal is the weather. That's it. That's number one on my list. It might be the only number on my list, by the way.
That's right.
You know,
well, Larry, if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to play one of the songs by Sky King now and
no,
then we
I
can
mind.
Chat about
I don't
it.
I want you to do that. We want to do that today. No.
I think our listeners would be.
Yeah, but no, let's go for it.
Okay, I'm going to play Late Night Phone Call by Sky
King.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great. There's some great musicianship on there. After you're done with it, I'd like to talk about some of the players.
Oh, definitely.
Are on the recording, by the way.
Okay, sounds great. Let's go ahead and play it now.
You got it. Can't ease my mind, and I won't care at all.
excuses. Tired of all these half-thought lies. Maybe you don't think I notice. Maybe you don't think I care. But you're walking a line. Better make up your mind and choose what you're looking for. So you can ease my mind and I won't have suspicion. I don't like that guy in the worst way. I know it feels the same way too. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but something's gonna happen soon. Cause when I see him around, I'll send him downtown, heading for the ICU. You better ease my mind so I won't have suspicion.
Between those two guys, they laid out as many as between 4 and 6 horn tracks per song as needed.
Nice.
So they play multiple tracks. And
nice.
By the way, the keyboard player on the entire CD is another very, very close friend of mine, John J.T. Thomas. And he's been Bruce Hornsby's keyboard player, even though Bruce plays keyboard. He's been playing with Bruce for 20 years. He goes out with him on tour every summer. And also plays for Rita Coolidge and Albert Lee, the guitarist. JT is one of the premier keyboard players in the country also.
Nice.
And then the drummer is Chris Ross. And Chris, when I met Chris, he was the band director for Sam Moore, you know, from Sam and Dave.
Sam and Dave, yeah.
And I played for Sam with Chris in Sam's backup band for a while. And then Chris played in Blowin' Smoke for 6.5 years. And I brought him in to do the drumming for Sky King. And other than those guys, all the lead vocals, by the way, on the Sky King CD are done by one voice, by one guy, and that's the lead guitar player, Walter Marasco. He wrote all the lyrics and half of the music, and I wrote the other half of the music. I do background vocals on the CD and sometimes some harmony lead vocals, but as far as the actual lead singing, that's all Walter Marasco. The rhythm guitar player is his friend Garth. He does all the rhythm tracks, and I do all the bass tracks and the producing.
Now, is that track typical of the sound of Sky King? Is that what we're going to hear a lot of in the album?
No, not at all. In fact, the approach of Sky King was more sort of like, in a way, it's sort of like one of the groups that I played in that was extremely famous across the world, and that was the group Spirit. And
yeah.
Spirit was known for its eclectic sound. That was mixing jazz with folk, with rock, with blues, and sort of melding it all together in different songs and stuff. And that is very similar to the 13 tracks that you'll listen to of Sky King. There are some that sound like blues, some that sound like a little bit like swing blues, but there's some nice, good, hard rock songs on that CD, such as Waiting for My Baby, which Poor House, the opening track of the CD. So a little more to the rock feel of things. And then there's ballads on there, and there's a lot of different type of musical movement going on throughout the entire CD, from song one all the way to the very last song on the CD, which is called Alone. And I think there's going to be a lot of interesting response from different markets because of the songs that are on the CD. They appeal to different areas, very much so. So, all you can do is record from your heart and throw it out there and see what sticks.
It's interesting. Now, as you mentioned, Spirit, you were in Spirit, more of a rock band. Then you made the shift to blues with Blown Smoke and now back to rock. So what made you shift into the blues genre back in those days?
Well, the blues is, I'll start at the beginning when it comes to the blues. Because
okay.
I am from St. Louis, and in the years that I was growing up, and in the years that I was 14, 15, and 16 years old, we're talking about 1958, 59, 60, and 61, and that was the beginning of rock in itself in those years. But in St. Louis, we had a black radio station called KATZ. And every night, if you listen to the black radio station, you will hear them broadcasting from local nightclubs. The following bands would be playing live over radio: Little Milton, Ike Turner,
wow,
Chuck Berry, Albert King, you know. And when I was 14 years old and I would turn the radio on and I'd hear this music and these guys playing live, I couldn't help myself. I'd put on my big boy clothes and clean up and find a ride, and I'd sneak into these nightclubs by the time I was 15 and listen to these guys playing live, and it was the most thrilling thing I could possibly imagine for that time of my life. And I had been a schooled musician. I started in playing classical music in school very early on, where I played violin and viola and upright double bass and all that. But playing in a nightclub, that was my fantasy. That was what I wanted to do. And I had to play a guitar or electric bass in order to do that. So I went out and I bought one of each. And I learned, because I knew how to play the upright bass already, so learning the electric bass wasn't that difficult. But learning the guitar was something that I never went to a teacher for. I learned from the blues players right there in St. Louis.
Wow.
And by the time I was 16, I was playing professionally in the black nightclubs in downtown St. Louis, and then in the early morning hours from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., we would go from St. Louis across the Eads Bridge into East St. Louis, Illinois, and we would do the night shift, and that's when the nightclubs opened up in East St. Louis at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then they would stay open until 6 a.m. in the morning. So we would do double gigs. We would play from 9 to 1 in St. Louis, jump in our car, go across the river, set up, and then play from 2 to 6.
You're just skirting all sorts of
and,
of child labor laws.
That's where I got my blues chops, was playing with the real guys. And in those years, they would take me to shows to see when these various artists would come into St. Louis. Everybody from Wilson Pickett to Otis Redding to Sam and Dave to James Brown, Ray Charles. And they would play usually in like Masonic temples and in smaller theaters in St. Louis. No white people would ever go to these shows. It was all for black people at that time. But I was always there because I was into the music. And that's where I saw the reviews, the big horn sections, the added singers, the different features of different vocalists throughout the show. And then the star would come on and he would do his thing. And, you know, it was all real. The music was real. It was all soul. It was sweaty. It was hot. It was energy. And it was the real thing, you know, back then. And, you know, a lot of people have never had the experience or never seen a band of that nature.
Right.
Sure, they've heard of all these guys and they've seen clips of them, you know, on YouTube and all that. But until you stand in front of it and you feel it, you know, penetrating through your chest and everything, you know, the experience, there's nothing like it. And that's why I put together the Blow and Smoke Rhythm and Blues Review. I've had this band out here in California 18 years. And people are amazed that I can, you know, keep an 11-piece band together for that amount of time. And it just follows my philosophy that, you know, if you put a powerful show of great talent, great soul singers, and strong horn section, and you put out that energy for the people, it's sort of like the Ike and Tina Turner review in certain respects. And people never get tired of that. Mm-hmm. That's something that I think will be with us forever in music. There's just something
Absolutely.
About that energy that gets people off. And, you know, we play all the time, and we pack the venues that we play, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. That's why I do it. I do it because I love it.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you a question, because I grew up a little bit later than that, and the world turned away from the blues more into the rock vein, and then in 1979, 1980, something happened. And I'm really interested in your take on this, because something happened that introduced a lot of us youngsters to the Blues Brothers and the Blues Brothers movie. What was your take on that?
Well, you know, this is very interesting. I'm sure you're familiar with Alligator Records out of
yes.
Chicago, okay,
yep.
and the band that owns it. And I did a big article recently on Alligator, and we were talking about just what you brought up, you know, the reasons why the blues sometimes gets the opportunity to cross over for a while into the general rock market. And at that particular time, Stevie Ray Vaughan was really one of the perpetuators of being able to take blues music and make it more of a pop music thing for his time, for while he was popular and while he was out there doing his thing. And with his death, things got quiet again. There was a couple of young guitar players like Kenny Wayne Shepherd and someone else out there, and they never quite fulfilled that dream of that big crossover. But I think Gary Clark Jr. right now is making some new waves, because he's popular with young rock audiences, and he has taken the blues and he's mixed it with grunge rock and psychedelia and hard rock and blues, and mixing it all together, and yet it still has that bluesy overcast, you know, to its sound. And it's people like Gary Clark Jr. and, you know, the Stevie Ray Vaughans, who are the ones that can actually take the music and bring it and cross it over to the rock audiences. And
Absolutely.
When that happens, blues becomes popular again. Not so much the traditional blues, but the bluesy sound, the blues foundation. You can hear it in the music, you know. And then if people are interested, they start to explore. And they go, well, who is Muddy Waters? And who is Howlin' Wolf? And who's John Lee Hooker? Who are these guys, you know? And once they start to listen to their music, you know, they're not going to put it down.
Absolutely. If you look at, like, the song credits on Led Zeppelin's first album, and you see Willie Dixon and some of the other names you mentioned, you know blues are the roots of rock and roll, for sure.
Well, come on, the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
The Rolling Stones' first albums were all blues.
True.
All blues
Very true.
Songs, you know, and that's what got them together in the first place. They would run, before they were ever popular, they would run down when the imports would come in, you know, into England, you know, from the mail and from the boats. And they would get down there and get the first records that they could get their hands on at the record stores of imported, you know, old blues men, you know. And they would learn from that. And, you know, gee, everybody from Mayall to the Stones, you know, I mean, everybody,
yeah.
It was all of the old American blues artists that did it all.
Absolutely. And it's just so ironic that they took our music, which was falling into disrepair, and they sold it back to us. And then, you know, here we
you
are listening
it.
To the blues, even if we didn't know we're listening to the blues.
You got it. But in some ways, you know, it was a genre saver, because it reboosted the market for blues. And to be honest, at that particular time, some of these blues guys were starting to get old. They were getting up into their 50s or right around that time, and they had been poor all their lives. for the very first time, they actually started to make money for the first time in their entire, you know, lifetime. So, yeah, there's a lot to be thankful for as far as the English rock musicians are concerned.
Absolutely.
You know, they helped to regenerate the blues market in America.
This is true. And speaking of blues, if you wouldn't mind, can I play that song that we were discussing earlier?
Which one?
You can have my husband, but
please don't mess
with my man.
Yes, absolutely.
And this one is by Blowin' Smoke Band, and I cannot wait for our listeners to hear this and for us to chat about it afterward.
By the way, the lady singing the lead on that is Terry Brenniger, and she is a vocal coach teacher in Florida at one of the universities now.
Ah, oh, that's sweet. You got people all over the place, don't you?
Well, she got married and took off with her new husband, and they lived in Nash. She lived in Nashville for quite a while, and was doing vocal teaching down in Nashville, and then she moved down to Florida, and she just got her MA, her master's, and she's a very dedicated vocalist musician. A great singer.
Well, it'll be a pleasure to listen to her, so I'm going to go ahead and play the song now.
Fire it up.
My man, you can't hurt my husband. Please don't you mess with
you very much. Thank you, baby.
What an awesome song. And she has that growl in her too, huh?
You cannot sit still when you're listening to that music. You just got to get up and dance around a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike and I do chair dancing.
The other two ladies are singing at that time. One of them, Carolyn Basley, has passed on.
Aww.
And she was with the original Ike and Tina. She was one of the original Ikeettes with Ike and Tina way back during the heyday. I mean, during the real heyday. And she had diabetes and it got to her as she got older and then kind of went downhill from there. And the other girl, Christina Vieira from Boston, Massachusetts, Christina has just recorded something like 21 songs or parts of songs of Janis Joplin's for a movie coming up, hopefully in the next year or two, on Janis Joplin's life. And she did all the songs for the soundtrack for the film.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so everybody stays active. But I have three different lead vocalists at present in Blowin' Smoke. And they are all black girls. And Lyrica Garrett, who had come back from Europe recently, right before Ike Turner passed away. She went over with Ike, and they did a 40-city tour. And on the tour was the group Fears for Tears. And they asked Lyrica to sing Woman in Chains with them at each show in each city for the 40 different cities that they went to. So she worked with Ike, and then she went over and sang with Tears for Fears on the same show.
Nice. Nice exposure, that's for sure.
She's really super. And then I have another lady, Laquita Davis, and also Dwana Parker, who's also known as Madam D. And those are the new Smokettes. And we are getting ready, before the year is over with, I'll be recording a brand-new album or brand-new CD. With Blowin' Smoke also.
So you've got both bands going at once. Sounds like you're not slowing down one bit.
No, I'm busy. But I enjoy it. That's the whole thing about music and me. It's been my entire life, and that's all I've ever done is stayed within the music industry, either as a performer, recording artist, producer, or even music products. I had a music product company for almost 17 years, and you know, it was very, very successful. So that's what I enjoy. That's what I enjoy doing. I feel blessed that I can go through life doing something that I love to the bottom of my soul, and it makes me feel worthy. It makes me feel happy. It makes me feel like I'm doing something for other people in their lives to make them feel better. And it's very fulfilling, and I just hope I can continue to do this until my, you know, until my last breath.
Well, it's definitely in your blood. I don't think they're stopping you now. So
it's great. You know, and it's funny. There's no one else in anywhere in any of my families that anybody plays music or ever tried to play music as a profession. I'm the only one. Aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, parents, brothers, sisters, makes no difference. I'm the only one. And the only one in my family that sort of split off and came out to the West Coast.
You just found some strange recessive gene.
On my own. With my
you
own
found
family.
Some strange recessive gene and you're just working it.
Yeah, you know, and it's fun. Great. I enjoy it. I love it. I've been all over the world. You know, it's funny when you're a teenager, and then you're in your, you know, early 20s and maybe early 30s, and you have all these dreams and fantasies of what you want to accomplish with your life. And, you know, knock on wood, I can actually say that anything I've ever dreamt of in music has happened, you know, for me. I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could ever tour the world, you know, just playing my music, you know, and sure enough, you know, it's happened a bunch of times. And, you know, there's nothing better than traveling around the world doing what you love to do and visiting and seeing things and being touched by other cultures. And, you know, it all works. It all works, you know, really well.
That's absolutely the dream. Speaking of touring, do you have any gigs coming up that we might want to know about? I'd love to see you in concert sometime.
Well, we're playing on the West Coast mostly right now. I'm, like I said, I'm working on trying to get my Sky King packaged right now. The artwork that we're working on is hand art, and we're actually planning, hopefully, maybe doing a vinyl run, a limited vinyl run as well. So, you know, I'm going back to sort of like the old 70s style album artwork where it's all hand-drawn and it's not computerized and it's not digitized. It's all, you know, done by hand, and it's going to be pretty cool looking. And plus, we're going to publish the lyrics to all the songs in the booklet as well. But as soon as that's done, you know, then we're hoping to take Sky King out, you know, and start doing tours with Sky King. But until that time, I play mostly the West Coast with the Blowin' Smoke Band. We'll be in Santa Monica coming up in a couple weeks at the legendary Harvell's Blues Nightclub, where I hold the record as being the only band to have ever played at this one club for over 17 years.
Oh, wow.
You know,
what
and it is one of the few in all of Southern, well, of all of California, actually. There's not a whole lot of blues, real blues venues left anymore. Even B.B. King's, you know, went down out here a few years back. But Harvell's is legendary, and I'm very proud to have my band being featured there on a regular basis all the time. We do a lot of different city festivals, you know, throughout the summertime, and we go up and down the coast and do fairs and you know, a lot of other type of outdoor shows and concerts, you know, in the summertime. But right now, like I said, Sky King is going to be getting a lot of my playing time also. So you never know. You just gotta, you just keep doing, you know, and things just fall into place. And if people like the music and something, you know, should pop for Sky King, that would be fantastic. I'm actually working on going to Europe and trying to take both bands over to Europe at the same time and feature them both together on the same show.
Fantastic. That would be quite the venture. Hopefully you can make it to Sacramento, too. We'd love to see you, and there's nothing like great blues outdoors. To me, blues at a festival would be just the way to see it.
Yeah, I played at the Powerhouse Pub with Blow and Smoke a number of times years ago. And when you mentioned, is Harlow's still around or is that gone?
No, Harlow's is there. It's a very elegant venue as well. It's on J Street.
Yeah, we've actually performed at Harlow's years ago. And there's another newer club up there that people have been telling me about that I should, you know, approach for booking. But, we'll probably make our way up there again.
Oh, good. Definitely. Definitely would love to see you and the band play. That would be fantastic. I have one question I've got left on my sheet here, a wacky question. We're going to shift 180 degrees. What's your favorite food? What powers Larry Fuzzy Knight?
Very interesting. I have to say that I guess Oriental foods, from Thai to Japanese to Chinese, to Korean. I like Oriental foods. I'm mostly into the way the vegetables are cooked. As I get older, of course, I am much more concerned about my health and my weight and my nutrition. So eating vegetables is a big thing. and getting the most out of them so that they're not overcooked and stuff, and that they have an interesting flavor and interesting taste. And I find, you know, that the way the food is cooked in Oriental preparations, that seems to work best, you know, for me. That's what I like the best.
Absolutely, and I'm starving now. It is lunchtime on the West Coast. Great stuff.
You know, of course, fresh fruit. I mean, I'm totally into fresh fruit all the time, you know, and I'm sort of addicted to Pellegrino. I drink a lot of Pellegrino.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff, healthy, fuzzy.
And I fight myself to not eat ice cream when I shouldn't and not eat muffins and things of that nature when I shouldn't, even though I love that kind of stuff. But, you know, you got to take care of yourself. Somebody asked me, another interviewer asked me, you know, what is your plan for the next 5 years and with your music and everything? I said, well, the plan starts with my health. If I'm healthy, the sky's the limit.
Right.
You know, so the main thing that I have to do is take care of me, so that I feel good enough to do all the things that go through my brain, you know, and my heart and my soul all the time. And that's what I really concentrate on. I've been around for a while, but I intend to be around for a little longer, and I intend to do it in a healthy state. So taking care of myself is number one priority, actually.
That's great advice.
Yeah, yeah, you got to start there.
Yeah, and that goes out for everybody. We all have to take care of ourselves because nobody else will. And
yeah,
if it gets
like
to that point where they got to take care of you, then you're no good.
Yes, I still like to jump around on stage. You know, I still feel, you know, like Mick Jagger. You know, I still feel like jumping and running across the stage and throwing my bass out there. So, you know, it's like, you know, you never forget it. It never leaves you. Once you've done it and you experienced it on the upper echelon levels, you know, you always want to feel like you're capable of staying there and doing that job for the people. And again, it boils down to your health. If you're feeling good and you're keeping yourself healthy, you can do just about anything you want on stage.
That's so very true. I'd like to let our listeners know, since we're getting to the top of the hour, that you do have a website for Blowin' Smoke Band, and it's blowinsmokeband.com. There's
right.
No G on blowing.
No, it's BLOWINSMOKEBAND.
Yes, and your Facebook is the same, and then you're also on YouTube.
We're on YouTube, and we're going to be starting to put up our Sky King website and Twitter and Facebook and all that. That's coming right now. Remember I told you we're doing hand artwork. Well, our logo is a very, very specific hand-drawn design of the name Sky King, something that people would not expect to see, and it's going to be very unique. And before we just splash these things up sort of here and there, we're going to put it all together, and we're going to do it all at one time. So right before the CD is officially released, we'll have all the websites up and everything going.
Do you have a date for the official release of the CD?
Well, we're close. We're right now we're at the graphics house, you know, doing the the design and the layout of the booklet and everything else. We figure we're about maybe 10 or 12 days away from final artwork, and then after that, I would say maybe 8 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks would be realistic.
Okay. Well, the artwork is something I'm definitely looking forward to. I know it's something Mike and I appreciate, you know, back from the vinyl days.
That's what everybody that sees what we're doing so far that's got a preview look have been knocked out. And they said, it looks like Led Zeppelin. It looks like Pink Floyd. It looks like, you know, some of the great artwork from that era. That's what we're shooting for, actually.
That's great. That's great.
That's
I mean, back in those days, nothing like looking at a nice 12 by 12 piece of artwork that you can hold and touch and it's big enough to actually see it.
No kidding. No kidding. Did any of you happen to get David Bowie's new CD?
Oh, not yet. I've heard it's a good one. It's a good one.
Well, yeah, not yet either.
That's so different. You know, and I won't mention, I won't say anything more about it, but when you do get by the CD, it's just the packaging is quite different than normal.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's very different and something that you'd probably expect, you know, from Bowie. Something different.
That sounds good. He's always, always pushing the boundaries ever since I was a little kid and before.
Totally. Absolutely.
Well, also, you have a Twitter for Blowin' Smoke, and it would be at Blowin' Smoke Band.
Right.
So once you get the other information for Sky King, just let us know. And I'm a tweetaholic, so I'll tweet that out for you.
Well, we're gonna once we have the CDs all packaged and everything, our publicity agent Doug will
mm-hmm.
be sending the CDs out to everybody anyway. We're gonna be
that'll be great. I'm sure Doug will update me once he gets all the information. So he's really good at that.
Yeah, he is.
Well, Larry, we want to thank you so much for spending the hour with us. We thoroughly enjoyed it, and we could probably talk for another hour.
You know what?
Two.
That was the fastest hour I've ever spent on an interview, I think.
Is that a good thing?
Great.
Yeah, it went just like a snap of a finger.
Yes. And I'm going to close the show with Poor House by Sky King, just so you're aware, if you want
you
to say a
it.
Few words.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so very much for giving me some time, you know, to spiel a little bit. And I enjoyed myself. Thank you so much for, you know, playing the music. And I hope we can do it again.
Oh, you're Absolutely. Welcome back anytime. Anytime, Larry.
All right.
We
thank
wish
you
only
and,
the
and,
best.
And if you ever come out to California from Chicago, you know, make sure you contact me so I can get you into the clubs and, you know, you get to see the band.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. I'm going to definitely do that. I'm hoping and praying maybe in the next year.
You have
to. I will reach out to you as well as Mike. Michael can hang, him and his wife Amber can come and hang out with me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
nice
you have a wonderful
Larry.
Rest of the day, Larry, and we want to thank you again.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Mike, did you want to say anything?
I just want to say thank you so much, Larry. It's been a lot of fun, and wow, the blues are alive and well. It sounds wonderful.
That's right. So stay thirsty, my friends.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks,
Let's go to
Larry.
The Poorhouse, because I think we're all there already.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to play that now. You have a good one.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, let's do this thing now, huh? Yeah.
that was Poor House by Sky King with Larry Fuzzy Knight, and I love the lyrics to that song.
Absolutely. Those are great.
I'll steal your credit card and run it up at the bar. I'll steal your car because I'm poor.
Hey, truth in advertising, right?
Right? I love it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And he's such a great singer musically. It's just phenomenal, I'm telling
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And the blues run through every aspect of his life and his music. I mean, I know Sky King's going to go off into a bit of a different direction, but this Sky King track definitely has a touch or more than a touch of the blues in it, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I hope all of our listeners will check out Sky King when they become available. And in the meantime, also check out Blowin' Smoke Band. Larry is just very entertaining, and I would love to hang out with him. I mean, just picture one day of being with him, Mike.
That would be so much fun, man. We would see some stuff, you know. I think he is the LA blues scene.
Right? Well, I want to thank our listeners for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed the show. And, Mike, I want to thank you again for co-hosting with me. It's always a blast to do it with you, and I love to listen to you speak and know that you know what you're talking about.
Well, I appreciate the vote of confidence, Pam. It was a blast, and I just love the music so much. It's just an honor to be here as well.
Thank you. Also, don't forget to check out Mike's show on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, right?
That's right, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific, twirlradio.com. It is called Twirl Radio, yeah.
Yeah, and he actually ventured out onto Twitter in the last couple of days. So follow at Twirl Radio and give a shout-out to Mike. That's a big venture for him.
It is. It's huge. I'm stepping up into the very early part of the 21st century. I understand that's a way to get listeners if you get some Twitter followers. So I'm trying to shoot for that and just taking some lessons from you, Pam.
Yeah. Well, I've still got more to learn, but I do have a lot behind me. So anytime, I'd be happy to help you with that. If you tweet something out and I see it, I can retweet it for you, and I'll get some followers for you. But just
that
make sure
good.
That you say hello to them.
It's only
Don't
fair.
Forget it's there.
That's right.
And you can follow our show at Take Two Radio and check out my website at take2radio.com. That's always with the number two, by the way. Follow us on Blog Talk. They'll send you an email each and every time we have a guest set up, so that way you don't miss any interviews. If by some chance you do miss an interview, I do put the podcast on the website. And they're also available on iTunes. And with that, I want to say thank you again, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope it's as beautiful where you are as it is today here. And, Mike, you have a wonderful day. Say hello to Amber.
I will. And you have a great rest of the weekend, Pam.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.